This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Ukraine today, government security forces raided opposition party offices. Vice President Biden had a phone conversation with Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych, and senior diplomats from both the European Union and the United States are on their way to Kiev to try to calm things down over there. There were massive protests this weekend over the government's refusal to establish closer trade ties with the European Union and instead maintain that country's traditional relationship with Russia. Anastasia Zanuda is a business reporter for the BBC in Kiev. It's good to have you on the program.
Pleasure.
Politics of all of this aside, what has the government said about why it would prefer to stay with the Russians as opposed to joining the EU in some kind of treaty arrangement?
Well, they said that since we have over one-third of our foreign trade based on Russia, that it's important to keep good ties with Russians, and because somehow the agreement with the European Union could affect this trade. On the other hand, we have one-third of our foreign trade based in the European Union.
These protests over the last couple of days, especially now with the Lenin statue coming down and these mass gatherings in Independence Square there, it does sort of look like the last days of the Soviet Union looked. And I wonder if anybody's thinking about Western companies and multinationals saying, you know what, Ukraine's not a good place for us to be right now, and we're not going to have any foreign investment in there until you guys figure things out.
Well, actually, they were leaving Ukraine long before that, long before riots started. In last 2 years, 10 out of 14 foreign banks have left Ukraine. And I personally know three or four persons who lost their job during this year because foreign companies, sick and tired of paying bribes to tax inspectors, just left the country.
What's the economy like for the average person? I mean, are they seeing inflation? Can they borrow money? Do they have jobs?
It's quite tricky because officially our inflation is at 0%.
Officially?
At the moment. Official yeah. Inflation. But I can borrow money from the bank for about 25-27%. If I, for example, would like to buy a flat now. So probably this bank percent gives us some understanding of what the real inflation is in the country.
President Yanukovych has asked in the last day or so for all-party talks with negotiations, I guess, with the opposition. Is he just stalling, or do you think this might actually go anywhere?
It's really hard to say, because if he really thought of the economy and of the consequences, probably he would think twice of this decision of not signing the agreement with the European Union. This protest is not, you know, for Western money or for cheaper gas from Russia or for bread. It's, you know, protest for hope to see things changing a little bit better in the future. And if it's taken from the people, then what's the point of, you know, going on?
Anastasia Zanuda, she's with the BBC Ukraine service. I got her in Kiev. Thank you for your time.
Pleasure again.